Want to go dancing? Flamenco Fusion Fest has got you covered. On Friday, August 7th, 10 of Canada's leading flamenco and global music dancers, singers, and musicians will come together for a night of fun at the Seahorse Tavern. Flamenco Fusion Fest is a celebration of the complex, multicultural roots of flamenco and the rich flamenco arts community that thrives today across Canada. The night will be run by Atlantic Flamenco and Fab Collab's Women in Song. It will include headliners Tamar Ilana and Ventanas, dancers Leah Granger and Maria Osende, guitarist Dennis Duffin, and vocalist and cellist Blanche Israel. The event is the result of a new partnership between Toronto arts presenter Fab Collab, which runs the International F4 Flamenco Festival, and Atlantic Flamenco, Halifax's longtime flamenco arts organization, run by dancer, choreographer, and instructor Maria Osende. Each of the 10 artists, hailing from Toronto, Seville, Vancouver, and Halifax, has their own story of dedication to their art. I got the opportunity to speak with dancer Leah Granger before the event to find out more about what this show is all about.
I'm a flamenco dancer and choreographer, and I also produce a lot of music and dance. Mostly in Toronto, but now more and more across Canada with the organization called Fab Collab. So we're one of the co-presenters of Flamenco Fusion Fest in Halifax.
Very cool. Could you tell me a little bit about what the Flamenco Fusion Fest is all about?
Yeah, so basically, like, I'm a flamenco dancer, and so that's my main artistic practice, but I work with a lot of different artists, musicians, and dancers from that have musical or dance practices that come from other parts of the world. And so one of the collaborators that I work with a lot is a musical group called Ventanas that is led by a singer and a dancer named Tamar Ilana. And she sings in seven different languages, and her musicians play the oud and violin, and they have songs in Greek and Turkish and all different kinds of languages. And so we wanted to bring this sort of like mix of music to Halifax. It's something we present a lot in Toronto, but we were all on the road and we were like, let's put on a show. And there's also a big flamenco community in Halifax. And there's a woman named Maria Osende based in Halifax who runs Atlantic Flamenco. So we gave her a call and asked her if she wanted to take part. It's going to be a large group of people. There's also a cellist based in Halifax named Blanche Israel, who will also be taking part. So there's going to be, I think, 10 artists on stage playing a wide range of music from around the world, and then a lot of flamenco music and dancing.
Wow, that all sounds really cool. other than the kind of obvious you just being a dancer, what drew you to be a part of this project?
Well, I think I've always loved collaborating with musicians. Flamenco is a dance style that where you are very closely tied to the live musicians you're working with. I know some other dance forms you can maybe do it to recorded music, but flamenco is super interactive with the music. So there's the flamenco guitar, the singer, and you're always responding to what they're doing. And once you sort of learn how to do that, it's even possible to be improvising from with musicians and with music that comes from some totally other part of the world, because you sort of exercise that muscle to respond to live music in the moment and improvise. So that's like, I was like, why not have this big group and just see what happens when we're all on stage together.
So what can people planning to attend this event expect?
So it's going to, like I've been saying, there's going to be a lot of a mix of different musical styles, but the common thread through all of it is flamenco. So there's three flamenco dancers that are really professional. We've all trained in Spain. I lived in Spain for 5 years. Specifically to study flamenco. Maria Osende is Spanish, and Tamar grew up traveling around Spain with her ethnomusicologist mother. So she is very deeply rooted there. So we all have these very serious flamenco dance practices. So you're going to see some epic flamenco dance. And then the guitarist that we have is based in Seville. The percussionist is also based in Seville, and they're just currently on tour here. So really deeply rooted in Spain flamenco artists. And then we have an oud player with a Greek practice. The violin player collaborates with everybody. There's cello. There's percussion. There's, yeah, you're going to see a huge range of musical practices, and then all of it with punctuated by this sort of very exciting, percussive, passionate Spanish flamenco dance.
Very cool. And what do you hope that the audiences get out of these performances?
I mean, I always want to bring flamenco to new audiences. So one thing is to see sort of the passion, the intensity of the art form, which is really what inspired me and drew me to devote my life to it, even though I'm not Spanish or from Spain. There's just something very infectious about flamenco itself. And then also to see the commonality between music from so many different parts of the world, that, you know, that there's really a commonality between a wide variety of different musical and dance practices.
Why Halifax? Why not, I don't know, any other city in Canada?
I've never been here, and it's just not somewhere that I've ever presented flamenco. Like, I wanted to come out here. It's just a part of the country that I really wanted to see and experience. It's my first time here. I'm literally arriving right now. And, yeah, it was just a place that I really wanted to visit and to bring flamenco here and to bring this ensemble to this part of the world. I think it's a place where people really respond to live music. And some, there's different audiences in different parts of Canada. And I think, like, the further east you get, the more boisterous and sort of participatory the audiences can be. And that is really what you want for flamenco. It's like you want the audience shouting ole and, like, being involved in the show. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a really great time. That was all the questions I had prepared for today. Was there anything else important that you wanted to share with me and our listeners before I wrap up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's still a few tickets left. We're at standing room only now, but it's going to be, I think it's just going to be a very intense and beautiful evening. And we really want to, like, it to be filled with people from around here so they get to have the experience of these vibrant art forms.
Awesome. The celebration of the diverse cultures in Nova Scotia is both fun and vital to our community. Whether it be through dance nights, protests, or literally anything else, it is important to acknowledge and honor the different groups in our city. It helps everyone feel more welcome and at home, and helps those not in said group learn about the people around them. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.